A packed St. Peter's Square greeted Pope Benedict for his last weekly general audience of his first Lenten season as Pope. The Holy Father begins the celebrations of the Church's most holy period, the Sacred Triduum, on Thursday. He outlined the coming days for those in the audience.
Tomorrow evening, we begin the Easter Triduum, the fulcrum of the entire liturgical year. Through the sacred rites, we relive the Passion, days, and the resurrection of our Lord, reawakening the desire to follow Jesus more closely. Holy Thursday commemorates Christ's total giving of himself to humanity in the sacrament of Eucharist. Through the washing of feet, it also recalls in a dramatic way the new commandment to love one another. On Good Friday, we listen to the account of the Passion and contemplate Christ on the cross. This is love in its most radical form. God gives his very self in order to raise us up and save us. During Holy Saturday, the Church is spiritually united with Mary, praying by the tomb of the Son of God, who lies at rest after completing his work of redemption. Then, at the solemn Easter Vigil, the joyful Gloria and Easter Alleluia rise forth from the hearts of the whole Christian community, because Christ is risen and has defeated death.
The Holy Father then gave some advice to the faithful as they prepare for the sacred season.
Dear friends, to prepare for Easter, the Church asks us to approach the sacrament of penance, trust in the mercy of God. The gift of Christ's pardon is the source of peace. Indeed, the sacrament makes us apostles of peace for our world, which longs to be healed of divisions, suffering, injustice, and violence.
Pope Benedict concluded his audience by greeting pilgrims in various languages and bestowing his apostolic blessing. I'm Charles Collins.